Good to be here on the middle of the floor at the Minot State Dome with Coach Cook after the win. And Coach, how are you feeling after that one?
It was a lot of heart by our kids, you know, that second half. Just defensively, we really turned it on that end of the court, and that's what won us the game.
Sweet. And what was it like to see everybody, especially in that senior class, really stepping up, knowing this is kind of their last ride?
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, you're guaranteed two more games and don't leave anything on the court, and I feel like them kids really sold out today.
Right. And what did you think was working well for you today that wasn't working in the prior game?
We guarded them a lot better. You know, we didn't give them open three-pointers, and we rebounded. I think they only had three offensive rebounds, so that was huge key for us.
Right. And how much confidence does this give you going into tomorrow, because you now beat a team that really only had that a couple losses on the year? That was the same spot that Wilton Wing was in that you didn't lose to, but now you get the win over that team and you're going to the final day. How does it feel?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, these kids play hard. You know, they give you everything, and now they got one more shot on the big stage to end their careers with a win.
Sweet. And is there any type of special plays you ever draw up for both, you know, Easton Benz and Easton Simon, because those two seem to have the ball a lot?
Yeah, you know, we just try to get Simon off a lot of pick and rolls. He's so good at getting to the rim and not only scoring but just creating for everyone else. And Easton Benz just does, he's so quick. You know, he just goes hard to the rim, and we don't have to draw a lot up for him. He just plays off everyone else.
Right. And now with speaking of off that point, you got Bennett Myers, always a guy that is scoring as well. And so you think those two Eastons would actually be stepping in his place? This is almost a preview maybe for next season as they're juniors and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we lose some big pieces. Bennett Meyer, Cage Wolford, you know, just a maniac on the defensive end of the court for us. And even Kaylor Jacobson, he played huge minutes today for us on the defensive end down the stretch, made some big time plays.
Right. And do you guys, you know, are either you have any big game plans you think for down low, and how do you like to attack in the front court moving forward?
Yeah, you know, tomorrow with Earl, we're going to have to take care of him. You know, he's a handful. You know, we try not to let him go off. He's going to get his, but we're going to try to contain him as much as we can. And hopefully we can get up-tempo on him, you know, try to push the ball and try to get some easy stuff.
Sweet. Well, Coach, any final thoughts going into tomorrow's game or things you really want to see early on?
I just, you know, want to see our guys compete just like today. You know, it's tough after that first round loss to get yourself back up, but I thought our guys did a heck of a job today coming in and competing, and hopefully we see that again tomorrow.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Coach, and best of luck in that game.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.